From Spark and Anvil and Cypherforge, this is Visionaire, in Chapter 1 of the Cypherforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Visionaire was a small magpie tween. She moved with quick, tidy steps. A small, folded keyword tablet was always in her hand. She had bright eyes and loved patterns that spun around. She was small, yes. Her feathers were black and white, with a flash of blue when she turned her head. Her eyes sparkled like tiny beads. But the most important thing about her was that keyword tablet. It was a special card. It showed a keyword at the top. Below it were many rotating Caesar shifts. Each letter of the keyword told her how much to shift a letter in the message.
This was super important. Visionaire showed everyone the Visionaire cipher. Think of it this way. Caesar used one secret shift for a whole message, but Visionaire used many shifts. These shifts cycled through a keyword. She held up her tablet. "Let's say our keyword is key," she chirped. "K means shift by 10. E means shift by 4. Y means shift by 24. She tapped the card. "If we want to hide the word cat, we do this. Shift the C by 10, shift the A by 4, shift the T by 24. She paused. "Then, if our message keeps going, we start the keyword again. The next letter shifts by 10, and so on. It's like having a whole team of Caesars," she explained. "Each one takes a turn."
But here was the really big secret. Visionaire never said her cipher was unbreakable. Not ever. She was very clear about this. "For hundreds of years," she would say, "people called my cipher Le Chiffre Indéchiffrable." She made a face. "That means the unbreakable cipher." She shook her head. "They were wrong." She tapped her tablet. A smart man named Kasiski found the crack. That was in 1863. Another smart man, Babbage, found it around the same time. He just didn't tell anyone right away. "They learned this," Visionaire continued. "If you can figure out how long the keyword is, you can break my cipher. You just split it into many tiny Caesar ciphers. Then you break each one using frequency analysis." She looked around. "It's all about the keyword's length and how it's put together." Visionaire taught many things about her cipher. These were her main lessons. Keyword length makes it harder or easier. A longer keyword is much tougher to break. If the keyword is super long and totally random, as long as the message itself, it's almost impossible to break. That's a hint for later, by the way. The encrypting cycle is how it works. You use one letter of the keyword for one letter of the message. When you run out of keyword letters, you just start over. Decrypting is the same. You use the exact same keyword. It just reverses the shifts. Kasiski examination is a cool trick. You look for letters that repeat in the hidden message. If you find them, the distance between them is often a clue. It's usually a multiple of the keyword's length. Frequency analysis comes next. Once you know the keyword length, you can split the message. Each slice is like a simple Caesar cipher. Then you can break each one.
Visionaire grew up in a small village. Her family had a special job there. They were the village's pattern makers. They were magpies, just like her. Every season, they designed new patterns for the village festivals. Different decorations would spin and cycle through the days. This work taught her all about cycling rotations. She learned to see patterns everywhere. When she was 22, she walked all the way to Cypherforge. Cypher, the leader, met her at the gate. "What is the Visionaire cipher?" Cypher asked. His voice was deep. Visionaire stood up straight. She held her tablet tight. "It's many Caesar shifts," she said. "They cycle through a keyword. It's stronger than Caesar cipher, but it's not unbreakable." She took a breath. "Kasiski found the way. You use frequency analysis on slices. The keyword's length is its biggest weakness."
Cypher nodded slowly. A small smile touched his lips. "You are appointed," he said. Visionaire often repeated her most important lesson. She made sure everyone heard it. "My cipher was called unbreakable for centuries," she'd say. Her voice would get a little louder. Then Kasiski found the crack. He showed everyone it could be done. She looked each person in the eye. "No cipher is unbreakable forever. Not one. Cryptography is like a moving river. What's safe today might be broken tomorrow. That's the real lesson." "It's not hard to understand," she would finish. "It's just cycling Caesar shifts. It's strong against simple frequency analysis, but it's weak against Kasiski's trick and sliced frequency analysis." Then she'd tuck her tablet away and smile, feeling calm and glad, happy that no puzzle stays a mystery forever, and that there's always something new waiting to be figured out.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Visionaire. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.